Blog Talk Radio. Today is Thursday, May 11th, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Well, you know, I hope you're having a happy kind of day. I'm wishing you lots of it if you're not, for sure. And even if you are, I'm wishing you some more happiness today. I'm glad you tuned in and listening, and I hope you've got some positive things on your agenda. Certainly, if you're listening to this, that was one of them. Yay! Anyway, going forward, I hope that you're bound and determined to get things done on whatever else is on your agenda today or this week. You know what I've learned? It's truly amazing what can happen once you set your mind to the task, the idea, the activity, the plan. The destination, I can tell you, you can get some stuff done that will truly amaze yourself. You can really surprise yourself at the things once you put your effort into whatever it is you're endeavoring to do. Whether it's today or tomorrow or for your future, I say set that goal, make that plan, put that to-do list together, and make sure you dot all your I's and cross your T's. And you know, before you know it, you'll be erasing stuff off your list and off your plans because you got it done, because you did that thing. And you know what? I'm applauding you in advance. Yay to you. Well, today I'm talking to a man who's had a plan, and he's been working it, too. He's a world-renowned celebrity pencil portrait artist, a master at his craft, and carries the apropos title of the Pencil Man. He is Clarence Poynter, and he is here today to share what he's been doing, all the things he's been up to, and tell us about the wonderful legacy he's creating with his very special drawings. Welcome, Clarence.
Well, hello there, Elaine. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, doing fabulous. You know, y'all always have me kind of like, where the heck are they when I don't get you on the line in time enough? But but anyway, you're here now, and that's what matters most.
I make muffin out trying to get down.
You did what?
I said I make muffin out trying to get down.
Oh,
sandwich.
Okay. Oh, you're trying to finish up your breakfast there, your midday brunch. Okay, well, I'm glad you were able to get that done. Wouldn't want you doing an interview on an empty stomach. That could just go all kinds of wrong, huh?
You know?
Well, I'm glad to have you here, sir, today. Thank you so much for putting it in your slot, your agenda today. I think you've got some really great things to tell people about. I had you on a few years ago. I tell you, time flies, doesn't it? It's amazing that much time has gone by, but I've certainly seen the work that you've been displaying in social media, and I know you were pretty popular back then, but I know you're doing some even more special things to date, and so we're going to talk about that. But you know what I always like to talk about? I want to remind people from whence you came, how this gift showed up, this talent, these skills early in life, because I think it's a really, really good story. So why don't we start there, when you discovered that you had this particular gift?
Way back. I mean, most people see the now. They don't see the was. You know, and the was started probably about, well, about 7 years old, I guess, something like that, about 45 plus years ago, you know. And you know, once you can discover your talents at an early age or at any age, it takes precedence over a lot of things, you know. So, you know, I just have a passion for what I do, and been at it for a long time now, and the fruits of my labor are beginning to show.
You know, I'm trying to think about what was I drawing at 7 years old, because I certainly did not have the artistic talent to use for the type of things that you do. I did spend a lot of years as a makeup artist, and that really did require a great amount of skill, but different. But that's not something, well, I'll take that back. I used to love to draw faces when I was little. And, you know, that started at a real young age. But I remember early just drawing stick people when I first started drawing. And you draw the head and the legs are coming out of the head and the arms are coming out of the head. So what I'm asking you, pencil man, is when did the real skill show up, that somebody noticed that, hey, I think I've got a young man here that's got some special talent.
Yeah, you funny you say, mention stick figures. So I don't remember that phase. I think I was born with a pencil in my mouth, you know.
Wow.
And probably maybe eighth or ninth grade, while we win some draw me head characters in the magazines, you know, stuff like that. You could kind of feel that something was there, but not until I got that first $40 check.
That'll do it, won't it?
No, it's great. I got paid. I was officially a professional artist at that point. You know. So,
and what age was that?
I was about 14. I was about 14.
That's,
you know,
good money at 14.
Yeah, in 1970 something.
Yeah,
you know. My dad would bring projects home from work, from his buddies and stuff, and, you know, put them in my hands and say, you know, so-and-so is willing to pay you $2 for this. Okay. I get it done, give it to him, and he brings home the Benjamins. I'm like, yeah.
So Dad was the first one to really notice this and turn it into profit?
Yeah, well, my English teacher in junior high, you know, my dad, my mom, you know, those were the most influential people. My dad was my number one fan of all time. You know, he's been gone for 23 years now, but I do a lot of what I do right now because I know that he's still smiling and looking and, you know, and applauding and doing backflips, you know, and whatnot still. So,
So then when you started making money, and I'm sure at that point in time you didn't determine that you were, as you stated, officially a professional artist at that time, it was probably more your dad helping you to understand that you had a gift that could turn into profit. So What did you sell that first time? And was it always portraiture for you?
I do anything. I mean, a bear was one of them, a horse head, you know, anything he brought to the table, I tried to conquer it. That's why when you see my website now and you see things I post, there's such a vast variety of different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm primarily a pencil artist, but the subjects could be anything.
Okay. What was it then? I'm really curious about what that first portrait was that you were able to make $40.
I think it was a bear. I think it was a bear. And
mm-hmm.
it was not the normal bear. It was a bear it was black and it had white streaks all through it, you know, and it was busy. But who knows where it's at right now? Somebody probably, it's in someone's house. I have no idea who it was, the name or person or anything, but it was a bear.
And so from there, where did you go from there? Dad helped you manage your business, obviously, and he was the one responsible for bringing projects to you, it sounded like. When did you get to the point where you embraced it on your own and took on the whole concept of making this into a business? When did that happen?
Actually,
a business for yourself.
I've been drawing all my life, kind of thing, and doing military and after military and regular 9-to-5 jobs, and doing that whole time I was practice, right? So in 2008, I mean, years later, I mean, I'm pretty good, you know, at what I do. Then got laid off on my 9-to-5 job. And Facebook was just getting going good. I was like, you know what? I'm going to use these 2 years of unemployment to build my brand. And that's when it kicked off. I really started to build my brand, be my own agent, publicist, and manager, and all that stuff, and just really went hard on social media, going to mixers and networking events, and just all in. And the FaceTime was great. People could, you know, and the notoriety started to grow, and gigs started to come in left and right. I'm never going to catch up right now. You know, it's great to be in demand. You know, and
absolutely,
your work speaks for itself. The path you, I kind of put it, my success is based on the seeds I've planted. You know, months, years ago. You know, it's coming to the forefront now. And when you, in my case, on social media, I put out stuff that people can relate to. You know, my walls are full of games, a whole lot of political agenda stuff, and all the, you know, anything that's not related to art is pretty much not on my wall. You go on my wall, you can identify what I do with who I am scenario.
Yeah.
You know, that's in LinkedIn and Instagram, all that stuff is, you know, I have a business. You know, I'm not on there to, you know, debate. I mean, just groups for debates, you know, and all that stuff. So I try to keep it simple.
Your brand is very clear, and it's also very striking on your page and on your website as well. I tried to put some of your products there, but they will not. I'm sure you have some type of securities on them. They won't copy and paste. But I will make sure that we get that information out to people, because they can have things put on cups and T-shirts and things like that. But let's talk about how you made the leap toward working with celebrities, and from what I can see. And learned from your website and your streams, it's been well received. So talk about where that inspiration came from, and the people that you've been creating.
Okay, well, you know, it's really, you know, marketing 101, basically. You know, in my case, when I have an art exhibit or whatnot, I always try to get some video footage of my art exhibits. You know, if it's just some snapshots and whatever, I put something together, share with those who weren't there. And in a lot of cases, I'm friends with a lot of celebrities on Facebook, per se, and I just tag them, you know, and they'll see it, and their friends will see it, and so on and so on. And you never know who's looking. You know, and when there's a special presentation that needs to be made, if they came across my website or my Facebook page or Instagram page and they see my artwork, they instantly call me to create an image for the recipient of the award or the keynote speaker of the event, like Dick Gregory, you know, Bill Duke, Hank Dixon, Jane Chandler, you know, Andrew Young. You know, the list goes on. Once you get in that circle, and you're producing great work, you know, you're sometimes the first person that comes to your mind. And it has a ripple effect. It has a ripple effect of the phone ringing, you know. So, you know, and I don't necessarily, you know, break bread with all these people, but I'm in the same room. You know what I'm saying? You know, I belong at the red carpet event. And I get to know some of these people, you know, pretty good. It's just a conversation. Rod from Good Times, I mean, What's Happening, Ernest Thompson. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great cat just chit-chat with, you know. So I have fun. I have fun hobnobbing a little bit every now and then.
Well, it sounds like you're having more than just a little fun. You're having a great time out. You've definitely, you've been with a lot of notables, and there's such a great pool of celebrities. How are you choosing who you draw? Is it all just inspiration that kind of comes to mind? Let me put that together. Do you see something? Is it based on a significant event that they did or an achievement? How do you determine who you're going to draw?
Well, I get so many invitations to different events, right? And a lot of times I just contact the event coordinator of the event and say, you know what? Let's make you and I both look good. Why not create an image of so-and-so, and we'll barter a little bit, you know, for VIP tickets or all the, you know, bells and whistles, and I share some off the top maybe and make an awesome presentation. And they always say mm-hmm. yes. But you got to sell yourself and not be greedy, you know. So on the back end, the back end money always outweighs the front end money. I always say that because you plant some seeds and the seeds grow into crops. So if you go in there being greedy, then they're gonna shy away from you, you know, or go another route. But I make it so inviting and so worthy of them saying yes, they can't help but to say yes, you know. And that just means that
your art speaks for itself.
It does. You know, I mean, I've been doing it for so long, it's kind of like second nature to just, here's my website. I tell people all the time, my website sells me. I ain't got to do a lot of talking. Once you see the quality of the work, it's either yes or no, you know, and 9 times out of 10, it's always yes. You know, if it's no, it's because the time restraint or something, but not because of the talent.
Creating a great legacy with your art, you know, and so many artists, long after they have departed, their art lingers. And, you know, people are very happy and proud to have it. And you're creating quite a legacy with the type of art you're doing, particularly because you are creating so many notable celebrities. Is that going to be a strong focus for you also going forward as you work?
You know, yes and no. I mean, anybody, I always say anybody, you know, some people are shy away or afraid to even inquire because of the excellence of the work. So proficient and all that. I'm like, it don't hurt to inquire. I mean, it doesn't matter what your status is. Celebrities would be probably not a main focus point, though. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me, put it that way. I mean, if you're a celebrity, great. If you're not, doesn't matter. You know, I love doing stuff for the guy down the street. And I'm doing one right now for a lady down the street. You know, a lot of my Facebook friends aren't celebrities, but they got an art project they would need me to create for them, by all means, just hit me up on my inbox or send me a message on my from my website, whatever. You know,
what you really want to do is just be recognized now and remembered, of course, for the great artwork that you do. And the way you just described it, you know, you said it's excellent quality. It's very proficient in the way you present it to people. And those are the kinds of things that do help people like you make your mark in their particular industry. And it's definitely showing up because of the clientele that you are able to establish. And it's great to know for people who are listening that – you can can provide them, whether they are celebrity status or not, with the same high quality of artwork. Now, let me ask you this question. Let's talk to the audience that are the non-celebrities. And what is it that you need? Do you just need a picture? Do you need them there in person? What would they need to do if they want to have you do a pencil portrait?
Send me a high-quality resolution image. that can see everything. Sometimes people want me to do stuff that's I have magical pencils, but not that magical pencils. if the picture's grainy or out of focus, I can't imagine, because imagining may look like your cousin opposed to looking like yourself type person, you know. So a clear image that I can see all the particulars, detail and things of that nature, or if it's an idea, you know, or concept, that too, either or, just a descriptive, you know, elaborate, what you're thinking that you want to have created, and call me. I mean, I see that's my phone. It's not like I have five secretaries. That's my phone. And all that. I see that's my own phone, and I like to verbally discuss what I'm doing, start on any project if it's an original piece. You know, so they can hear my voice.
Let me ask another question. Let me ask you another question, because there's, you know, the whole idea of our cell phones and everything kind of challenged other types of industries that produced images of people and stuff and things. And when I think of what you're doing, of course, it's unique. It's in a category, in a class all by itself. And it's comparatively pricey. I don't think it's overpriced. But what is the reason that a person would say, I think I want a pencil portrait of myself?
You know,
what's the reason they do that?
I think a lot of times it's because they want to pass something down of natural ability. I'm not saying, like I said, that graphics and all that stuff is not art, but that old school, real, you know
mm-hmm,
head,
mm-hmm.
You know, that it's more, has more feel to it. Just like the CEO of the sports magazine that I'm the artist for, you know, most magazines have like graphics or actual people's photos on the covers. Well, the CEO called me a couple years ago and said, look, I need you to be facing my magazine with actual artwork on the cover. That hadn't been done since Norman Rockwell days, you know. So that in itself is like monumental. I'm kind of making history, I guess, huh, with that.
Sounds
you know,
like it.
Yeah, and all the interior artwork and the cover is it has a different feel. When people see the artwork, they're going to say, is that a photograph or is it a drawing? And that's how people feel now about actual artwork. And I tell them, I said, you got to go out and spend a whole lot of money on photography stuff. I mean, it's nice to have that too, but something that's going to grow in value would be what I would do for you. I love doing it. I have a passion for it. I'm passion driven, and that's how I roll with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that all in all, what you've just said, the reason that they'd want to do it is because it's art, and that's very different from taking a picture with your cell phone and or even a camera. So that in itself says why you would want to do something like this. And even though we do collect pictures and save them and all of that, and they're wonderful, but having a portrait is often so distinctive, so classy too, to have on your wall. So,
you know,
yeah, that I just wanted to hear it from you as you would explain it to people. You know, I'd like to know, who were some of your favorites, Pencil Man?
Okay, that's a good question. My all-time favorite is, and nothing's going to top this, I say on Facebook over and over again, is when I create for Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 1993. That was my first major presentation. I mean, I think I'm one of the only artists in the history to do a portrait of Rosa Parks and present to her in person and get a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, that is so special. It really is. Well, I have no doubt that there are just many, many more special people and special moments like that that are ahead of you. We're kind of down to the wire now, and what I'd like for you to tell people again is the variety of things that you offer, and tell them how to get to your website. And if you'd like to give out your contact number, you can do that as well. It's been a great pleasure talking to you again.
Yes. Well, you know, I do T-shirts, mugs. Well, my art is on T-shirts and mugs as well, in prints, originals, all anything you desire, just contact me through my website, clarencepointer.com. Phone number, address, everything's there. Just no hidden agenda. Everything's right there.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, I did take a look at all of that, and it really is great, and it's a wonderful way to truly personalize whatever you might want to do for, like, a family reunion or an event or special gifts to people. It's really a great, great idea. Pinsman, thank you.
Well, yeah.
I appreciate you, sir, and I'm going to look – forward to, you know, staying in touch. Hopefully it won't be quite as long. I'll be watching for your next major portrait moment, and we'll see about getting you back on to talk about it.
Most definitely, and keep that pre-super hair going.
Well, you know, I'm looking to do something new. I'm really looking to do something new, and I'll put it on social media when I do.
Okay.
It won't be long. Sometime by summer or so, I'm going for a whole new look.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, we'll be watching.
Well, thanks, and thank you again for being my special guest today. And again, it was really great talking to you, and much continued success to you, sir. Have a great day.
To you soon. You too. Take care.
All righty. All right. Same to you. And I want to thank all of you, too, for hanging in there and checking out this interview today with Clarence, the Pencil Man Pointer. He does some really great work, and I hope you will take the time to check it out. Again, it's www.clarencepointer.com. That address is right here on my Blog Talk Radio site if you want to take a look. And again, I hope you will. I appreciate you people listening, tuning in, checking it out whenever it is that you do. I know some of you do live and some of you do later. Either way, I'm thankful for you and glad that you find that whatever I do here is worthy of your time. I truly appreciate you. And I would like to invite you to invite your friends and family on social media to check me out and see what's always something about positive people, positive things, positive stuff. You can count on that. I won't ever do it any differently. That is for sure. I'm going to look forward to talking to you the next time. In the meantime, I hope you have the most amazing day. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome.